NJ Republican councilwoman fatally shot outside home, a huge loss for the community. By Amy Furr on February 2, 2023. A young councilwoman from New Jersey was fatally shot outside her home on Wednesday while inside her car. Fox News identified the victim as 30-year-old Sayreville councilwoman Eunice Dwumfor, who was a Republican, the outlet reported Thursday. A 911 call reported shots fired around 7:22 p.m., the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office said. A female, identified by New Jersey Globe reporter David Wildstein as Dwumfor, was found dead in her vehicle with multiple gunshot wounds, the outlet said. The young woman was reportedly shot in the car before it crashed near the Camelot at Lawmere apartment complex, according to the New York Post. Officials said the investigation is ongoing and citizens with information pertaining to the case were asked to call the Sayreville Police Department or the prosecutor's office. In a social media post, community organizer Charlie Cretoville called her death a huge loss for the area. "I personally knew her to be a very kind person and public servant. May she rest in peace," he wrote. Cretoville reported that detectives believed the incident to be targeted but did not yet have a motive and are actively investigating the incident further. His followers were quick to offer their condolences. One person replying, "I'm incredibly saddened for this lovely young lady, her family, and the New Jersey community she served. My sincere condolences. This is horrible. This is a life cut too short, so wrong," another commented. Dwumfor reportedly had a background in IT and worked as a business consultant who was elected to the borough council in 2021. Her term was supposed to expire in December 2024. According to the Sayreville GOP's website, Dwumfor said Sayreville was her home and I love and cherish this town and it is my desire to help improve the lives of its residents. Meanwhile, Governor Phil Murphy, D., said he was stunned when he heard the news. Her career of public service was just beginning. And by all accounts she had already built a reputation as a committed member of the borough council who took her responsibility with the utmost diligence and in seriousness, he commented. "I send my condolences to Councilwoman Dwumfor's family and friend, her governing body colleagues, and the entire Sayreville community," Murphy stated. As the crime wave continues sweeping across President Joe Biden's D. America, citizens are more likely now than at any time over the past 5 decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported in October. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article said.